DW.
The white smoke rising into the blue sky can be seen from far away. It comes from a thin metal chimney protruding from a small distillation unit at the top of a hill overlooking the sea on the eastern coast of Anjouan. The island is one of three that form the Union of the Comoros, a country in the Indian Ocean north of Madagascar. The distillation process started an hour ago and might run for up to 24 hours to extract the precious essential oil. Damina Daoud, the owner of the distillery, explains how it works.
We have just harvested the ilang ilang flowers to produce oil. We kindle the fire that heats up the water in the vessel and then we put the flowers in. The vapor then enters this basin and cools down and you have water mixed with the oil. The oil floats to the top.
Through a rubber tube, Daoud siphons some of the clear golden oil into an old plastic bottle. A sweet, heavy smell fills the air. The distillery is surrounded by short trees, ylang ylang or Kananga odorata. It is their scraggly yellow flowers that yield this essential oil used in soaps, shampoos and luxurious perfumes, most famously for Chanel No. 5. During French colonial rule, the ylang ylang business was in the hands of one company, the Comoros Bambao Company. The profit mainly went to France and barely helped to develop the infrastructure of the islands. Daoud says his father delivered oil to the company back in those days. Many Comorians are dependent on the sector, explains Mutarafi Abdallah. He has ylang ylang trees himself and is a distiller on Moali, the smallest of the three islands.
On peut vraiment dire ça.
We can really say that ylang ylang oil is the wealth of the islands of the Comoros. It is the fuel of our country. Firstly, ylang ylang oil is sought after. Internationally, many companies need it for making perfume. Also, the oil that comes from here is better than that from other countries. And thirdly, a producer who has ylang ylang trees employs no less than 7 people. That is 7 families that are living from ylang ylang. It is a product we can't neglect. It is life for us Comorians.
The work does indeed involve many people, starting with the producers who own the trees and the workers who look after them and prune them so they can stay short enough for the pickers to reach the flowers when they have just turned the right shade of yellow. Then there are those that cut and sell the firewood, the distillers and technicians, and middlemen who sell the oil to exporters. There are around 600 artisanal distilleries on the islands of Gran Comore, Anjouan and Moali. The sector directly employs about 10% of the population. Together with cloves and vanilla, ylang ylang oil is one of the nation's most important products. Alone, it accounts for 17% of exports, most of which goes to France. However, the sector is volatile. In the past few years, prices have fallen sharply, and the reasons are manifold. Madagascar is increasingly becoming a competitor and selling at lower prices. The market is influenced by speculators who buy in bulk and sell when the prices are high. And Cyclone Kenneth also swept over the islands in 2019, destroying some distilleries and other infrastructure. The prices are determined by the density of the oil. In 2017, producers got around 9 euro per degree of density. Now it is only 2. That has an effect on all the people involved in production, starting with the flower pickers who can now only earn 50 cents per kilo of flowers collected. A few years ago, they earned 4 euros.
Ici au Comore, le degré est acheté à 2 euros.
Here on the Comoros, you buy the degree for 2 euros. That is not normal. The people who know how the business works profit from it. This is why we say it can't go on like this. At the moment, the people, especially the producers, are making a loss because they have a lot of costs.
The Comoros' dependence on ylang ylang brings other problems. Large amounts of wood and water are needed for the distillation process, both of which are scarce resources here. According to a report by the United Nations World Food Programme, Comoros has one of the highest rates of deforestation in the world. Anjouan, the most densely populated island, is especially badly affected. It lost 80% of its natural forests between 1995 and 2014. Wood is needed for heat for the distillation of ylang ylang. Ms. Bahul Mohammed, co-director of the Comorian NGO Dahari, describes the state of deforestation on the island as alarming.
A lot of land has become arid. When everything is cut, the fertility of the soil is removed with the rains. There are landslides. That threatens, above all, the biodiversity of the Comoros, the endemic species that now search for forest for shelter. There are these threats, but it also reduces the revenue of the communities. The yields go down a lot. They have to go far to search for new land in the forest. All this puts the lives of the Comorians, the people from Anjouan, in danger.
Dahari supports farmers to plant trees in their fields to make the soil more fertile. The leaves of these trees can also be used as animal fodder and for medicinal purposes. The fruits and the wood can be sold for extra income. However, while creating sources of sustainable wood might help to protect the remaining natural forests on Anjouan, all wood use needs to be reduced, especially in the ylang ylang sector, which is said to be responsible for 10 to 15% of deforestation across the islands. NGOs and ylang ylang distillers have tried to find alternatives, says Mohammed.
In reality, wood is the only energy that's available and accessible as a solution for the people. They've tried petrol, but that didn't hold. Solar, hybrid, that is solar and petrol, but they always come back to wood. That is why now the idea is to reduce the quantity of wood used.
Here, another NGO, ID, or Initiative Development, comes in. It works with energy-saving distillation units. More than 70 of these efficient furnaces are already being used on the islands. They are constantly being improved to save more wood and recycle more water. Masharafi Abdallah on Moali believes that another way to improve the situation would be to unite the fragmented sector so that all the people involved can speak with one voice. A national association is in the process of being formalised, he says.
Together we discuss how to protect the ylang ylang trees and at the same time the environment. We can't get there unless we are together. That is how we will find a solution.
DW.